Suppose that you were a Jew, and you were about to go to the synagogue, but this morning you heard somebody cry, scream from the bottom of a well. What would you do? Jesus asks this question today. We are not Jews, but Jesus also gave us the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day, that you keep it holy. And he said, come unto me, all you who are burdened, and I'll give you rest. And he said, you should not be anxious about the date of tomorrow. God the Father will care for you. Here he is giving us rest. Rest in the gospel. And he carried our sins on the cross. According to the prophecies, he did it for us. He gives us rest. We need, like Jesus also did, to go to church and to listen to the prophets and to the apostles and to the gospels, so that we can hear what God did for us. Here we can find rest. But Jesus also now asks us this question: what would you do if you heard somebody scream from a well? He fell down into the well. Would you say, well, it's Sunday, I'm about to go to church, so I couldn't care less? No. You would, of course, return. And that's what also James says in his letter. A real way of serving God, that is to visit widows and to care for orphans. Do your best. You could do it especially on the Sunday. And then we could ask, because we think it is too bad here in our congregation, what about making some rules so that we could do it better? But that was exactly what the Jews had done. They had made many rules, and they didn't make it better because of the rules, but they destroyed the Sabbath day. We in our Christian congregation, we might be full of stress, and we might be always with a bad conscience if we met such extra rules. But how do we then get a good conscience? Well, we get a good conscience being together with Jesus, because Jesus has done everything for us. Jesus, he has paid for our debt. Jesus, he rose from the dead. Jesus, he, through faith and baptism, he joined us into his body and life and shared with us all his gifts, so that being with him, you can have a good conscience because he is your Savior. So go to church and listen to the Word of God. Go to church and also receive his body and blood. And at home, use 5, 6, 7 minutes with an open Bible. Read it and pray to him. He will be with you. He will give you rest so that you could go to work not anxious, but happy. And in the end, Jesus then also talks about an accident here in our congregation. And he wants us to listen to this accident. Somebody fell into a well. Somebody are living in a well of lonesomeness. Who will visit? Who will do it? We need each other to do it. A Christian congregation must help each other so that nobody is lonesome and so that nobody is without the Holy Gospel this Sunday. Amen.